This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
Family Matters on Joy 94.9. A big thank you to Michelle, Clayton and Beck for Stand Up Straight.
Thought I'd just hang around.
There were two Becks in the studio for Stand Up Straight.
I know, our guest was called Beck. I was feeling a little bit insecure.
Oh.
I don't know how I feel when there's other Becks in the studio.
And a great segue there, because we welcome a new member of Family Matters. Making her debut is our very lovely Beck Hagen. We could have heard her on such shows as...
The News.
Barney, Beck and Bobby.
The News. Oh, no.
The News.
Yeah, that was a good show. The Informer. The News.
Dano and Mason.
I'm everywhere.
You are everywhere.
If you don't mind. Guess what? I'm here today to reclaim the title as The Beck.
Community Radio.
Oh.
Well, do you have a nomination at a Globe Award?
Kicking me under the table.
Gloves are off, Hagen. Gloves are off.
Speaking of Globe Awards, we do have another nomination for Straight Ally of the Year on our show. Andrew Green from Australia Marriage Equality. Plus, we have some comedians in the house.
Yeah, that's me and Beck.
Settle down. We have Isabel Angus and Simone French in.
Yes. They know each other too. I love it when guests know each other. It's like family.
They're
out there having a cup of tea. I know.
And we know about family. Family Matters.
Certainly
on Joy 94.9. Coming up soon, we are speaking to Andrew Green about the postal survey.
Oh, that old chestnut.
It is. Family Matters on Joy 94.9. The postal survey is in full swing, and on Family Matters, it's now time to get out there and campaign more than ever. And we are joined here by the CEO of Stand Up Events, an organisation that challenges sexual and gender discrimination. Angie is involved in the Yes campaign. Welcome, Angie.
Thank you. Hello, lovely people.
It's a miracle. We just thought we'd fire Dave from the show, Angie, after cutting you off twice. He said, I don't want anyone else taking the power off me.
No worries at all.
Now, Ange, I reckon you are busy out and about with this Yes campaign. Most people have voted, most people have posted their surveys back. Is there still anything we need to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Although we are getting, we know that we're getting the surveys posted back, but we need that to happen more often. I think that there are some people who are definitely around the age group of, 18 to 35, where we know that we have a really great, positive and significant support. We're really urging people to, as soon as you do get the survey, post it back straight away. We kind of live in a world now where we're not super used to writing and sending letters and posting them and what have you. So the very first thing that I would say is definitely, as soon as you get the survey, definitely post it straight away. So it's all done and good to go. The other thing that I would probably, really stress is that the campaign, that it's mainly a digital campaign and we do need funding. We want to get our Yes ad back on TV and market the campaign and the Yes vote as much as we can. And, we do need dollars to do that.
Exactly. Because I think that television stuff, that sort of advertising is really powerful, isn't it? Showing real people, standing up and encouraging people to say yes.
Yeah, absolutely, especially because this is my personal opinion and my perception. I think ads like that and campaigning like that are so incredibly important because it sheds light on the real issue, which is the fact that we are actually speaking about real people and real lives and real love. And we all know that at the moment, especially, certain emotions and mindsets are heightened, and there can be a lot of white noise, there can be a lot of arguments, there can be a lot of people who might feel disillusioned as to what we are as a country actually voting for. And it really is as simple as two people who love each other getting married. That's all we're voting on. And so I think when we see ads like, you know, we did the other night when, you know, beautiful Maddie J chose Laura, and there was a beautiful yes ad of people of the same sex relationships getting married, and it was just so incredibly beautiful. And I think it shed light on what, again, what this vote is actually really about.
Angie, it's the other Beck here, Beck number two.
Hi, Beck number two.
Hello, the lesser of the two.
No.
Hang on.
No.
Her words, cool. Not about, mine.
About equality. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, Beck equality. Yeah. That's what we're
fighting
for.
Never a truer word spoken. Angie, there are still a lot of people that are deciding on what box to tick. What kind of conversations can we as the general public start having with those people that are still undecided?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think making people really aware that, we are speaking about real love and real human lives and real human beings and real people. And also, you know, the fact that, I hate the terminology allowing, but that is what the vote is suggesting. Allowing same-sex couples to marry doesn't make anyone less straight or more gay. It doesn't take anything away from anyone else's lives or their marriage. All it does, I believe, is strengthen society and strengthen the sanctity of marriage. And I think the more we try, and you don't get anywhere by arguing. I think that's the number one thing, because I know that there are a lot of heated discussions and arguments happening at the moment. But again, when we speak to people who are undecided, voting yes doesn't take anything away from anyone, but voting no does.
And now just lastly, Angie, we've had the AFL come out with a stance on marriage equality in the favour of the yes vote. How important is it to have organisations like the AFL to come out like that?
I think it is so important. I really do. We're in a period at the moment where we can't, like, this is our opportunity, this is our opportunity to show where we stand, whether that's as individuals or organisations, and I don't think it's the time for fence-sitting. So the AFL is probably one of our most well-known governing bodies in the whole of Australia, and for them to back marriage equality and to say yes and make the statement that they did, I personally know how much that meant to so many other to so many people across the nation. And what it is saying is that, you know, the AFL believes that this should be a nation where everyone has equal rights and everyone is embraced and included for exactly who they are. And with the discussion of, you know, I've been asked a lot over the past couple of days of, you know, whether sport should leave politics out of it. But again, I don't think that this is about politics. This is about people.
Absolutely. We have been talking to Angie Green, the CEO of Stand Up Events, mover and shaker in the Yes campaign, and one of our good friends at Joy. Ange, keep fighting the good fight.
We love you, Ange.
And we'll hear you back here again soon, I'm sure. We can't keep you off this station.
I love you guys. Thank you, and thank you for all that you do.
No probs, Ange. Bye.
You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.